Is there such a thing as circumcising the heart? That means cutting out something of the heart. The idea sounds terrible, I know. But the truth is that in Parshas Nitzavim, Nitzavim means to stand firm in front of God, this week's Torah reading, appears such an idea. The verse says in chapter 30, verse number 6, God will actually circumcise your heart and the heart of your offsprings to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, for your life, and so on. So what does it mean to circumcise the heart? Of course, it's talking about something spiritual, not something physical, God forbid. But the question is, what's the spiritual thing we're talking about? So I would like to share with you the commentary of the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, Nachmanides, that's how he's called. He lived in Spain in the 1200s. And he brings a very interesting idea. When God created man, he created him with a Yetzer Toiv, a good inclination, and Yetzer Hara, an evil inclination. And man can choose his path in life. God is going to give you a reward if your choice is according to his will, and he's going to punish if your choice is not according to his will. That's the way life goes from creation until the coming of the Moshiach. In the days of the coming of Moshiach, God will cut, so to speak, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination from our hearts, in order that it should be our nature to follow God's will. And that means that in the days of Mashiach, like Maimonides says also, the Rambam, different than the Ramban, that we will all be learning God's wisdom, God's Torah, and our choice will be how much more are we going to learn, but not whether we're going to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And interestingly, Nachmanides, the Ramban, brings different verses from Jeremiah. In chapter 31, verses 30, 32, that these verses are interpreted by others, other religions, in the wrong way. Yirmiyahu, what does he say over there? Hey, days are coming, and I, says God, will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Yehuda. Bris Hadasha, a new covenant. Not like the covenant that he, God, did with our forefathers and so on. And what's this covenant going to be? Exactly what this verse is saying in Parshas Nitzavim, right here. I will circumcise your heart. I will cut from you the evil inclination. That's what the new covenant is talking about. And furthermore, the same idea appears in Yechezkel. In chapter 36, verse 26, Yechezkel says, I will give you a new heart, and I will give you a new spirit, and I will do that you will follow my rules. And this new heart, what does it mean? That it's going to be the nature of every single human being to do good. There's not going to be a free will between good and bad, good and evil, as I mentioned before. Because why? God is going to circumcise our hearts to love him. And the way to get to this particular time, age in history is we have to do our part in order to do tshuva, repent, and get closer to God. And by us doing our part, God says, I will do my part, so to speak. What is his part? He's going to bring Mashiach, and he will circumcise our hearts, and then we will be all the time knowing God, enjoying his presence. May this happen speedily in our days.